Now, here are a couple more things you should know about reductions of words in North American English, and the second depends on the first. So the first thing is that when we pronounce pronouns that begin with an H, huh, that's he, his, her, him. And when we pronounce the helping verbs that begin with an H, that's have, has, and had helping verbs. If they're in the middle of a stream of speech, we usually don't bother to pronounce the h. So we link the sound before h, h, to the sound after h, h. For example, listen. Yes, he will. No, he won't. That's his car. That's her brother. Tell her story. Don't tell him the secret. Listen, where have his kids gone? What have you put in my pocket? Where has he lived in Asia? You can see that if we don't say the H, the H, in a lot of these helping verbs, we can reduce them a lot. So now you try it. Repeat, please. Yes, he will. No, he won't. That's his car. That's her brother. Tell her the story. Don't tell him the secret. Where have his kids gone? What have you put in my pocket? What have you put in my pocket? Where's he lived in Asia? Where has he lived in Asia? Remember, because these pronouns and helping verbs are not very important words, we don't say them clearly. We don't stress these words because they aren't the important ones.